Today's daf is Menachas Daf Hey. Menachas Daf Hey, again today's Shir is sponsored. Two more days by Mayor and Chandy Fuchs in honor of the marriage of their daughter, Shir and Avram Hertz. They should be Zochet to build a Bayis Emma B'Yisrael. Malsav also to their Machatanim, Rabbi Yonasan and Rochelle Hertz. They should all see much Nachas, and everyone who needs their Zivik should find them quickly. Mazel Tov. Weiter. Says what we were talking about yesterday at the end of the daf was the halacha of a yoledes. So we mentioned that a yoledes has to bring certain karbanas, has to bring a chatas, has to bring an ola, and we mentioned the Gemara in Maseches Nidah, Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara discusses why she has to bring a karban chatas. There is another big discussion in the Mefarshim, and that is, where does the tumah come from? Tumas yoledes, besides the karbanas. So the number of the early achronim related kabbalistically somehow to chava, the Klayakar and others, she calls that Nimshach v'derach teva min chet hakadum, k'mo she calls it v'tara mim kardameha, she'achet shel chava hu makor l'dam nida, ki'ilu lochata ha'adam haya kamalach elokim l'malam in marech ezayin koch v'lechetz. Somehow the dam nida, dam yelez, it all relates back to chava on a Kabbalistic level somehow. Chava caused death, but when there's yoledes, where does that come from? Anyway, that's one derech that a number of the mafarshim go. So the Shem HaTov in Chelek Beis quotes the Kutzker Rebbe, who has another idea. And that is, the Gemara says at the beginning of Maseches Tainis that there were three keys given over, that were not given over to any shliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu allows, so to speak, indirect hashgacha, except for three items. And one of them is Leida, right? Childbirth. And you have rain, you have Tchias HaMesim. But Leida is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So can't have a baby without having Hashras HaShchina. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly there. V'yim Kain. And therefore, Kol Makom Shai Hashras HaShchina V'Ne'alam HaVenefila Mevi Tumah. Whenever there's Hashras HaShchina and then it is lost, that brings Tumah. Whenever there's a vacuum, so that of Hashras HaShchina, that's Tumah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there at the birth, so then Mameli doesn't stay there for so long. He comes for the birth, and then he's busy. Kaviyachal. So that vacuum creates the tumah, similar to what is explained by Tumas Mace. Since at the time of Misa, Haisa ba'osu aguf neshama tahora, the chofa va'avar mimenu, since there was a neshama, there was a chelek elokami mau, and now it is not there anymore, that also is what brings Tumah. That is what is suggested by the Shem HaNatov based on the Kutzker Rebbe. The Tzorach List Orer, Shal Yipol Lagamrei. Okay, then he quotes that he heard a story, B'shem, they tell the story of the Baal Shem Tov, that it's told one of his Talmidim, that if he wants to see somebody who is a real Ovid Hashem, he should go to such and such a village, and witness how he keeps Shabbos. He's like, okay, so he goes, and he stops at the village, and he sees how he keeps Shabbos, and he's a regular guy, regular Jew. He goes to shul Friday night, regular Jew, Shabbos day. Wonderful, great, Yehudi. But doesn't know what the Baal Shem Tov sent him for. He eats a regular meal, he takes a nap Shabbos afternoon, goes to the rabbi Shir. What exactly did the Baal Shem Tov send me to this guy for? Finally, Mincha time, he goes to shul, and after Mincha, his host invites eight other people, to be with him for Shalosh Shudas. He wanted to make sure he had a minion for Shalosh Shudas. So he's like wondering, he doesn't know exactly why, where this minna comes from. So this villager answers him, Kabbalah me'es avi alav hashalom. I have a Kabbalah for my father. They have to be very careful. B'chas yitzias neshama of every Jew that there's a minion there. Whenever a Jew is about to be nifter, you have to be very careful. They have a Jew, you have a minion there. Ma'od yesh lahakbid al zeh. Since, now says the villager, Shalosh Shudas, thank you, is the ptira of the neshama yaseira every week, I have been kabbalah upon myself to have a minion at every Shalosh Shudas. Somebody who appreciates this Hashras HaShchina that's leaving, that appreciates something that we have and it's not there anymore, that's somebody who could Baal Shem Tov could tell us Talmidim to go spend the Shabbos with, go spend the Shalosh Shudas with. Okay, that's related to the issue of Tumas Leida. We have the Shklei Yakar and the Shem HaNatov. Related to this is Rav Hirsch that we mentioned a few number of times in the past. Rav Hirsch says, whenever there is a vacuum of life, so that's where there's Tumah. Obviously a dead body, Tumas Nida is a potential pregnancy that didn't happen. Whenever there's potential of life, or a vacuum of life, then Tumah kicks in. So by Yoledes, a woman, says Rav Hirsch, had life inside of her. The baby was in her, which is not in here anymore. See, right, there's a baby right next to her, Baruch Hashem. But inside of her, there's no baby. There's less life, and that's what tumah is created. And that's why he suggests even that that's why you make tumah of a girl for a baby girl is double that of a baby boy, because not only was there life inside of her, there was life that could cause life, that could give life inside of her. So it's even double. So that's why there's 14 days instead of 7 days. Okay, a couple of ideas related to tumas later. Here we go. Weiter. So the Gemara that we were talking about mentioned a number of items, Rav and others, that added on a couple of cases in the Mishnah of karbanas that should be pasul and not just olah l'bayalim shem chova. A couple of the ashamos. Why? Because the Gemara explained that the ashamos, certain ashamos, Hashem Mitzorah and Hashem Nazir, have to be machshir, have to be able to enable the person to do something, to accomplish something new that he couldn't before, either to go into the machane or to eat kachim. And if it can't do that, then it's anti-definitional to itself, and therefore it is pasul. It is not just, it cannot exist without that nature. Why didn't it say it in the Mishnah? Because not all the Ashamos have this halacha. So the Gemara then asks, what's the difference between Asham Nazir and Asham Sora, which are Bala Hakshir, and the other Ashamos that are Bala Lachaper? They both serve a function. So they both serve a function. So what is the reason that one can exist without the connection to the owner and one cannot? So the Gemara answers, because after all, we find a distinction. One could exist for Achar Misa and one cannot. The Kapara, the Machaper, a Machaper can exist La'achari, and a machshir cannot, and we quoted the Mishnah in Maseches Kinim to back this up. And according to the Mishnah said that a woman who brought her chatas before she dies, the Yarsha can bring her Ola, but if the woman brought her Ola, they can't bring the chatas. And Rashi explained yesterday that in this context of the Oledas, the chatas is the machshir, and the Ola is the machaper. Unusual, but that's the way it is. So you see from here, from this case, that the machshir cannot be brought la'achar misa, while the mechaper can be brought la'achar misa. Right? So too here, we say the same thing should apply when it comes to the halachas of Shalol Lishma. So Maskav La, Rebbe Yehuda, Breder, Shurim, Ben Pazi, Machshir Enami, Mi Les Lubhu, Dasu La'achar misa. What do you mean? It's not such a smooth distinction, because even Machshirin, one could have La'achar misa. You're telling me, oh, Machshir can't be La'achar misa, and the Machaper is? Even Machshirin, you could have La'achar misa. V'hatzna, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Maseches Nazir, Hamafrish Moslo Nazirusso, if somebody designates and separates money for his Nazirus, for his Karbanos, Lonen in Velomalin, you're not allowed to get benefit from them, Mi Derabanan. This line always means that this is Derabanan to get benefit from them. Velo, meaning it's not real Mi'ila yet, Lonen in Velomalin, but there is no Da'oraisa Isser of Mi'ila. Why? We know a Nazir is chayiv to bring a number of Karbanos, a Shlamim, a Chatas, in Ola, and if he becomes Tameh and Asham, but if he did not designate, then all this money, maybe he's going to use for a Shlamim. And by a Shlamim, there's no Isser Me'ila, except by the fats after the Zrikas Adam. But up until that point, there's no Me'ila. So that's why here, if you just designated money, there is no Me'ila Daraisa, because it could all be used for its Shlamim. Mace, Vahayil, what if the Nazir dies after he designated? If he has money that are sasim, he did not designate for any specific karban, he didn't say which is going to be for which one, yiplu and nadava, they all should go to the nadava. Like we said yesterday, the pushkis in the Beis HaMikdash, that mosar of the nazir goes to nadava. Mifurashin, but if he designated certain money for each karban, so then, demei chadas yoloch liyamamelach. The money of the chadas goes to the yamamelach. Why? Because that's not one of the chatos mesos. So what do you do with the money? You just throw it out. Lo nanin v'lo molin. But again, there's no isur daraisa me'ila yet. Demei ola, the money that he designated for the ola, yavi mehen ola. Bring an ola with that. That's fine. It could be an ola stadava. The umolaban, and there's real me'ila there by the ola. Demei shlamim, yavi mehen shlamim. And the demei shlamim, then you bring a shlamim with those v'ne'echalon liyom echad. But the it is limited. They're all eaten for one day, even the shlamim. The eitun and lechem, and it does not require the normal breads that are brought with the karbanis of a nazir. Both a nazir and a toda are brought with breads, different halachas, how many breads, the six parshas, karba toda, but that's the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute, v'ha'ola v'shlamim de'nazir, de'machshirin inu, v'ka'asu la'achar misa. In this case, you could bring the ola and the shlamim of a nazir after the nazir dies. And their machshir, they usually enable him to cut his hair, to drink wine, and you see, he could come la'achar misa. So it's not such a smooth chilek of machshirin are all are lach hamisa and machshirin are not lach hamisa, because here you see a machshir after misa. Amar Rav Papa hachi ka'ama Rabbi Yirmiyah. This is what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant. Which Rabbi Yirmiyah? Rabbi Yirmiyah that we just had about the 10th to last skinny line. Rabbi Yirmiyah who said yesterday, matzinu, we find there's a chilek between machaper and mitzah and machshir. So too in our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. We just said you don't have such a distinction. So let's refine and modify Rabbi Yirmiyah. Lo matzinu hechsher kavua de bala achar misa. You never find a hechsher kavua. What does kavua mean in this context? And a hechsher that's machsher alone, exclusively. You never find one unique and acting alone machshir that could come la'achar misa. Ud nazir hechsher sheina kavuahu. By nazir, it's a package deal. You have a team. The amar mar gilach al achad mishlash den yatsa. Because if any of the karbanis are brought by a nazir, even just the chantas, he could already drink wine after that. So that's why that is not what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant. Rabbi Yirmiyah just meant there is not a unique, exclusive machshir that comes la'achar misa. And therefore, the machshir is not listed in the Mishnah, but that's the difference between machshir and machaper. Good. One more question related to this. Meisvei, asher mitzorei shenishcha shlo lishmo, o shenlo nitamidamo al gabi bahonos. If we have an asham of the mitzorah, that shechta shlo lishma, or that you do not put the blood onto the bahonos, onto the thumbs. Remember we discussed this in the past. Asham mitzorah, there are two kohanim, probably the only carbon that I can think of right now, that has two kohanim doing the Kabbalah. Why? One of them is doing it in a kli, because that's the dam that's going to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Another one does it in his hands, because that's what's going to be sprinkled on the Mitzorah himself. Right? So those are the two doing. We discussed what about, how is that lumdis-wise, is that called the Kabbalah Sadam? Is that called an avoda regarding machshavas psulos, regarding other halachas as well? So, says the Brisa, if you have an asham, that there was a problem, the shechita was shlo lishmo, or you didn't put the dam on the thumbs. Hareze olo lagabe mizbeach. It's still a kosher carbon. You still burn it on the mizbeach. Vitar nesachem, and you have to bring the wine libations that go with it. Vitzarech asham achar lachshiro, but you still needed to bring a different asham, right? Because it's ola, it's kosher velo olo l'shem chova. It's basically what the Brisa is saying. Says Mefurish against what we just said. Rav said, what did Rav say? Rav said the bottom of Amar Aleph on yesterday's daf. They cannot exist. If it's shalol lishma, it's pasul. You can't have kosher v'lo ol abayim l'shem chova. So Gemara answers, tifta de Rav. You're right. Okay, there's no way for Rav to get out of this brisa. It's a tifta on Rav. Rav says, Tosfos says, second Tosfos, that the Gemara could have said, oh, come on, only ask kashas on Rav. Having matzah l'meim ad Rav, hu tanahu upalig. We could have said, as the Gemara says elsewhere, that Rav is allowed to argue. He's a Tana. It's an interesting question. Look through all the Rav Tana Upaligs in the Gemara, and the case where the Gemara could have said Rav Tana Upalig. Why does the Gemara sometimes choose to say it and sometimes choose not to say it? That is the Tosara that it could have said it. Rabbi Chanan notes at the end of Baba Basra in Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel, talking about this principle, he thinks it's a machlokas amoraim whether you say Rav Tana Upalig. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't hold to that principle of Rav Tanu Palik. And we pass like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav, so maybe we should pass like Rav there. Right, you can't say Rav Tanu Palik. Either way, the Rabbi Chanan writes that he asked Rabbi Chaim about this principle, and he says that really, it's part of a larger shir, the Heshiv, the Be'emes, Gama Mower, Yish Bekocha Lachlok, Al Tana. Really, an Amor is allowed to argue on a Tana. We say, oh, Rav Tanu Palik. Me'ikir Adin says Rabbi Chaim. He doesn't quote it, but this is what the Kesef Mishnah says, seems to say. This is what the Ketzav Mishnah seems to say in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Beis, that an Amora Me'ikir Adin is allowed to argue on a Tana, but V'hadam Osvina Tiyufta Mitanoi L'Amorai Hu Mishem Da Amora Einu Cholik Al Tana. He wouldn't. V'ilu Yada Divrei Atana Lo Haya Cholik Alav. If he knew what the Tana would have said, he wouldn't have argued on him. Aval b'makam shecholik lehedya, but in a place where he does argue, efshel liyos halacha kamoso, it could very well be that we'd even paskin like the Amora over the Tana. Right? That's he's trying to answer our question. How could Rav argue on him on a Mishnah? We could paskin like the Tana over, or paskin like Rav over the Tana, even if we wouldn't say like the Rav Tanu Palik. Either way, this is the This is what Rabbi Chaim said, and then Rabbi Elchanan adds, "V'nira muchach kein mimash nimsa begemara b'kama makomos she'amru ha'amoraim al mishna zu ena mishna." How could Amoraim just torpedo a mishnah? No, not authoritative. What do you mean not authoritative? You're not authoritative. You're an Amora. This is a mishnah. How could the Amoraim just say, "Oh, not authoritative"? Zu ena mishna. They have that power, says Rabbi Chaim. Right? Tanoim and Amoraim. Amoraim are still allowed to. That is what Reb Chaim holds. Again, this is a chiddush because rove of the Achronim assume against this. The Chazon Ish writes beferish, even on that Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Mamrim. The Kesef Mishnah never meant it, that you can't argue. It's just that because they wouldn't, because they knew that they would never get to the Emes more than the Tanoim. And therefore there was a Kabbalah that they wouldn't argue on the Tanoim. This is a big issue, and that's maybe what the Gemara means in Sanhedrin and in Avodah Zarah, that the world is going to be 6,000 years long, and 2,000, the first 2,000 years are the years of Torah, and the next 2,000 years are the year Tova Vohu, and then Torah, and then Yemosa Mashiach. So what happened at year 2,000, at year 4,000? So the first one trying to figure it out. So at the year 2,000, so some suggest that's when Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Avraham Avinu was born in 1948 on the Hebrew calendar. 1948. He was 52 at the year 2000 of the world. So 52, according to some Rishonim, that's when he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some say 3, some say 52, some say 48. Different pshat. But that is the year 2000. What happened at the year 4000? What happened? So Rashi and Sanhedrin says, no, it just means, not really, it doesn't mean that Torah ended. It just means now Yemos HaMashiach can start. But nothing specifically happened that Mashiach can come now after year 4,000. But says the Marsha, says the Torah Tzvima, no. Something happened at the year 4,000. That's just about the time that the Mishnah was codified. The Mishnah was written down. Right? The year 4,000. Right? If you do the math with the Churban HaBayis, in about 150 years after the Churban HaBayis, that's the year 4,000. So says the Marsha on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that was a stage of the Mesorah. Mishnahs were written down. Stimas HaMishnah. So Stimas HaMishnah, Ksivas HaMishnah. So that was an important stage in halacha, and one is not allowed to argue on a mishnah. One might say that there was another stage 300 years later when the Gemara was written, Stimas HaTalmud. Like the Gemara says in Balmetzia, Ravina Varavashi Sof Hora'a. That's it. Sof Hora'a. The Rama quotes in Choshe Mishpat that you can't argue on the Gemara. Posek can argue on a Rishon, but you can't argue on the, might not be a good idea if you have no Rishonim to back you up, but Meikar Adin, it's okay, but you can't argue on the Gemara. The Rama says it. So that is different stage of the Mesorah. So hopefully one day we'll have I think this week we're going to have the Asham Shir, but this is also another topic that maybe we could have at some point. Okay, anyway, we're on line 5. So we just had, yesterday, one shita about the Minchas HaOmer. We're going to have three altogether. Yesterday we had the shita of Rav. Rav said, if I'm co-mates the Minchas HaOmer, the special karmen that I bring on the second day of Pesach to be matir the Chadash, if I'm coming to that shalolish, well, it's puzzle because it's not going to be matir, and therefore it cannot exist on its own. So, two other sheetahs about that. Reish Shimon Ben Lakish Omer says Reish Lakish. No, different pshat. Minchas HaOmer shekamsa shalolish ma ksheira. It's kosher. It's kosher even if you do a shalolish ma. But v'shiyareha einechalin. You just can't eat its shirayim. Usually, after you do the kmitza of a mincha, you can eat the leftovers of the mincha, the shiyari mincha. It's even a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. But when it comes to the Minchas HaOmer, if you bring it, it is kosher. V'shirayim nachalin, but its shirayim cannot be eaten. Ad shetavi Minchas HaOmer acheres, until you bring another one. V'tati radical, it's aser. It didn't work. It didn't work as the Karban HaOmer. So Reish Lakish's chiddush is that it's kosher. It still exists as Stama Mincha, but it just does not matir. It doesn't even matir itself. Says the Gemara, one second. Mikrav heichi karva. If it's not going to work, so then how were you able to bring it? How is it kosher? Heichi karva. Mimashke Yisrael min amutr liYisrael. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, but let's just mention it right now. Right? Mimashke Yisrael. It means your own pasuk in Yechezkel. You have to use for mitzvahs items that are mutr liYisrael, items that are kosher. This is aser. You're gonna use this. You're gonna bring this on the mizbeach. You're gonna bring this on the mizbeach. How can you bring this on the mizbeach? It's treif, right? Now it's aser. So how are you allowed to bring it? So answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Abba Bar Ava Ksavar Reish Lakish Ein Mechuser Zman Lebo Bayom. If later that day it's always gonna become kosher, that's not called Mechuser Zman. So you're gonna bring another Omer in half an hour. That's not called a lack of Mashke Yisrael. Because it's going to come later that day. A couple of points. Number one, related to, let's go backwards. Mimashki Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan, we'll talk more about the halacha lemaisa elements of Mashki Yisrael. Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aris, second Rabbi Chanan of the day, in Simon Lamed, he has a chakira about Mashki Yisrael. The fact that Venira, to Bahadam Rina the Asur Lehedyot, Pasula Gavoa, Mishum de Beinam Mashki Yisrael, this halacha that you can't use anything for Gavoha unless it's Mutter Lehedyot, how do you understand that? Ish Lafarsha Beshteo Fanim. Do we say that the fact that it's Asur Lehedyot directly causes a psul to use for Gavoha? If something is treif, to me, the Hedyot, I can't use it for Gavoha, that's a direct link. If it's Asur Lehedyot, it's Pasul Gavoha. Like Chadash Kodem Omer. If it's Asur Lehedyot because it's Chadash, so that it's going to be Pasul Gavoha. Or do I say no? It's not what we call a Siba, but a Siman. There's some reason that this is Asur Lehedyot. For the same reason, whatever that reason is, that it's Asur Lehedyot, it's Pasul Gavoha. But it's not that the Isur Lehedyot causes the Psul Gavoha. They both come from the same reason, for some other reason. Not one causing the other, but something else causes both of them. So that is his chakira. The osa siba ba'atzma shosar to lehedyo pasal to legavoa. To kamosha asa lehedyo bepnei shu chadash, hachanami pasal legavoa bepnei shu chadash. Volo mipnei sha asa lehedyo. That's the question. And he says, I'll give you a nafkamina. Give you a nafkamina. It says in the Yerushalmi in Sukkah says that you're not allowed to use mayim megulin for the mizbeach. You're not allowed to use it because of mashki Yisrael. Kivan derasurun lehedyo mishim sakanta. So says Rabbi Chanan, legabe gavoa, that reason is not shayach, but mayim megulim, a snake might have gotten in, so you can't use that for a carbon. Can't use that. Says Rabbi Chanan, that Yerushalmi seems to be holding beferish, that it's number one that he said. The fact that it's usur lehedyo causes the psul gavoa. Because here there is no point that would cause both. Just because the snake would put some venom in wouldn't cause a psul gavoa. That's what he thinks that Yerushalmi is suggesting, like Sad Rishon, and not like Sad Shani. That is number one. Number two, we get to quote a Rashba. There is, I mentioned this the first day, in the Asifas Kanim, the Chavetz Chaim, you know, collection of the Achronim on Kachim, which have the Sod Kachim and the Pada Meiris and the Brechas HaZevach. So on Menachis, there's a Rashba. So we assume it's the real Rashba. We assume it's the Rishon Rashba. That's what there's a parallel, and it's quoted, the Chidah, the Rav Chaim Yosef HaZaloi quotes this in the Shem HaGdolim, that this is the real Rashba. So, unless we know otherwise, we'll assume it's the Rashba. Others say maybe it's not. But we know, we quoted a couple of weeks ago, that the Ritva alludes to his commentary in Zvachim, which we don't have. So we could assume that many of the Rishonim wrote commentaries on Kachim, but we might just not have them. So the Chalishi Rashba right here, he has a bomb kasha. What does the Gemara ask? The Gemara says, this Omer is not Mimashki Yisrael. Why? Because it's not Mimatir Shirayim. How do you ever bring the carbon Omer? Every carbon Omer, the Heter of Chadash only comes in after you bring it. So how do you forget it, one that's Shalol Lishma? Every carbon Omer you have this problem. So that's a strong question. Every carbon Omer should be a problem because it shouldn't be able to be brought until after it's brought. So what do you do? Says the Rashba, the answer you probably have to say, Bon Kechud. Just like we have, how can a woman get a get if everything mashakon isha kana by law? So we say Bon Kechud. Gita v'yada Bon Kechud. She gets her get and gets her independent hand at the same halachic moment, which is kind of impossible, but that's the chiddush of the Torah. And so to an Eved Kenani, when he gets freed, he gets a shtar, his shtar, v'yada Bon Kechud. So says the Rashba, that's what you have to say here. You have to be Bon Kechud, or else it's not going to work. Number one, that's his answer. Aval hacha, where is it? Bishlama kol menchasa omer. So he says, fine, by every other omer, should die in b'shasak ravasa lo huter chadash lo kasha. Bishud deneim b'shasak teresa komets, belos balo heter chadash la ula almanami, te heter shalav, ve heter da alma bon keechad. V'chi hai svara, ashchon ba'alma, v'gita v'yad bon keechad. You find this by get, but here, it's not, even right afterwards, it's not going to matter. So you can't say bon keechad. It's not going to matter at Shiraim. It's not functioning as it usually does. That is the answer number one. That's in the Rashba. If you look in the Tosfos answers Kasha. Right? So they're in the Rashba. Tosfos on the Pedalad. Tosfos on the Pedalad later on. Later on in Menachos. The Pedalad. It's three words. I'll read it to you. Mishum de mitzvaso bakach. This is what you're supposed to do.
Hashem told you to do this. So Hashem knows that there's a problem here, but he obviously gives you that mitzvah, so he knows it's on the seventh wide line. In Tosfos, mitzvah sebekach. So two answers, Tosfos says mitzvah sebekach, and the Rashba says, ba'in ke'echad. Next, we'll get back to ba'in ke'echad at the end, as we usually say, if we have time, to remind the Olam of the Ksos. That talks about Ba'an Ke'echad. One final point, and then we'll do the rest of the Amud, and that is the Ola Shlomo also has an important point. Where's my Ola Shlomo? Did I read my Ola Shlomo? Yes. The Ola Shlomo has on Ein Mechusus Zman Lebo Bayom. Right? There's no Mechusus Zman for the, if the rest of the day is going to be Mutter, that's not called Mechusus Zman. Is this Tali on the day? It's Tali on a carbon. What do you mean? Mechusus Zman Lebo Bayom sounds like a principle of, oh, if something's going to happen later that day, then it's no Mechusus Zman. Here it's not going to happen. What if you don't bring the Omer? Then you're still going to have it. Still going to have the problem. Akati Eichli Karva Kibedeino Ola Shem Chova Havilei Kodem Mishtei Alechem. He said, there's still Mechusus, you might not bring it. And Lemaisa, you know, it's still being brought before the Omer. So he deals with that. He says maybe this carbon still has the status of a carbon omer, even though it's not mottering like a regular carbon omer does. And maybe that's what would allow it to exist, even though it's not functioning. He brings rise to that. But we'll leave it at that. Weiter says the Gemara. Masav Rav Ada Breider of Yisla. So we're gonna ask some kashas on Reish Lakish. Remember, Reish Lakish is number two. Yesterday was Rav. That if a minchas omer is brought shalol lishma, it's pasul. Reish Lakish says it's kosher. It just does not matter at shirayim. So Rav Ada says yesh ba'ofos shein b'menachas yesh b'menachas shein ba'ofos. There's something that exists by birds and not by flour, and flour and not by birds. Yesh ba'ofos sha'ofos ba'oy b'nidvashnayim. Birds can be brought by partners. Two people b'shutfas can bring birds. Umechusre kapara and the mechusre kapara. The four mechusre kapara, zav zav yoledes and mitzora, they all bring birds. They have to be birds at the end of their tumah. V'hutru michlal isur and bakodesh. And you're allowed to do something bakodesh that you're not allowed to do outside. Meaning, malika. Malika of a chulin animal makes it a nevela. A malika of a chulin bird. But a malika in of a carbon is beautiful. So you see, those items apply by ofos, by sheiki, by menachas. By menachas, you don't have that, right? A mincha has to be brought by one person or by the tzibur. Remember the Meshech Chachma we always like to discuss in Parshas Dvarim on the Haftorah. He talks about why a mincha has to be biyachid, there's no heter in kodesh as compared to hedyot, and it's not brought by mincha shir kapara. But the opposite, v'yesh b'menachas ha-menachas, and menachas have slavish ha-menachas tunas kli. Menachas require a kli, right? A malika is done with a fingernail. Utnufa, and a mincha has to be waved. The Hagasha, we didn't mention this in the Hagdama on Friday, but Hagasha, the mincha has to be brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, before the whole Avodah starts. La Hagasha. The Yeshnan Betzibur Kibiyachin. And you have a Betzibur, you have minchas of a Tzibur also. You have mincha of a Tzibur, the Karbana Omer and the Shteha Lechem, that's all Tzibur. Lechem upon him, just like Yachin. You don't have any birds that are brought Betzibur. Masheke Ba'opos. So that's the Brisa. All things by comparing ofos and menachas. V'yemisa, and if Reish Lakish, what you say is true, b'menachas nami mishkachas ad hutri michali surd b'kodesh. And if what you say is true that this carbon omer that's brought shalom lishma is still kosher, then you do have something that becomes mutter for a hektish, even though it was aser for hedyo. Umayniyom menachas omer. Menachas omer is coming from chadash grain. Chadash grain is aser for hedyo and is now mutter. It could go on the mizbeach. So you must be wrong, because it's not on the list. The Gemara says, no. Kima ne mechus esman lebo bayom, lavi surhu. That's not called usher. That's the point of what we answered before, Reish Lakish would answer. Because it's going to be mutter later on, so that's not called usher. That's not called an isser that has become mutter inside. It's not called usher anymore. Period. Fine. Masa Rav Sheshes, let's try again. Rav Sheshes has another kasha on Reish Lakish. Hikdim matan shem lematan dam. We know when a mitzora gets sprinkled by the Kohen on his thumbs, on his ears, first the dam is put, and then the shemen. The mitzvah also has to bring a log of oil, right? Special log of oil, and some of it's sprinkled on him, and the rest might be given to the Kohen. But anyway, so the dam has to go first. What if the dam didn't go first? What if the shemen went first?
So what's the halacha? Yimalenu shemen v'yachzer v'yitein shemen acher matan dam. So if you did the shemen before the dam, so what you have to do is you have to do the shemen again afterwards, because the shemen's got to be after the dam. So you got to fill it up again. Yimalenu shemen v'yachzer v'yitein shemen acher matan dam. Matan behonos l'matan sheva. What if you did the behonos, his thumbs, before the sheva keneged the parochas? You were supposed to do the seven keneged by the mizbeach hazav and the parochas. You're supposed to do that first. What if you did matan mahonos first? Again, yimalenu shemen, fill it up again. V'yachzer v'yitein matan mahonos acher matan zayin. Do it again. Fill it up and do it again so you have the right order. V'i amri ein mechutzes zman lebo bayom. But if you say that there's no mechutzes zman lebo bayom, and if it's going to happen later that day, it doesn't make a difference, don't worry about it. Amai yachzer v'yitein, my da'avad avad. Don't worry about it. You're going to do it right afterwards. So my da'avad avad, ein mechutzes zman lebo bayom. So, you might say, you might say, what do you ever need an order of anything? Right? Just do everything out of order. You might say, there's gotta be a certain limit here where the Gemara asked this, but Gemara asked it here. My David Ovitz, Amar Papa, no, Shiny Hilchos Mitzorah, don't ask me for Mitzorah, because it's special. The Ksiva Be Havaya. It says Havaya, which means specifically in that order. Damar Akasev Zos Tihye, Torah Sa Mitzorah, Tihye, Bahavaya Satehe. Special din that Mitzorah has to be in that order. Period. Try again. Third question on Reish Lakish. Masiv Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked the following kasha. Hikdim chataso la'ashamo. Again, by Mitzorah, if you brought the chatas, if you brought his chatas before his asham is supposed to be brought first. His asham is supposed to be brought first, before the chatas. We'll talk more about that after. Lo yehei acham emaris bedama. You shouldn't have somebody, if you brought the chatas first, don't have somebody just mixing around the blood, so the blood doesn't congeal while you do the asham, and then sprinkle the chatas afterwards. Don't do that. Ela tu batzarasa. What do you have to do? You have to just let the chatas become pasul, meaning leave it overnight, and then v'teisa the beis ha'strefa, then you burn it. So again, what do you see there? Why don't you say ein mechusar zman lebo bayom? So the Gemara says, Amai kavos Rav Papa. Why is Rav Papa asking this question? For Rav Papa d'amar, Rav Papa just said in the previous line, d'shani achlo mitzar, d'chsivi bu avaya. What is Rav Papa asking? He just gave that answer, and now he's asking the question about Mitzorah also. What's his question? So, Elo Rav Papa, hachi kakashali. No, this is what was bothering Rav Papa. Ema, maybe you would say that principle. Hani mili avoda. Maybe by avodos you could say you need havaya. But shchita, lav avodahi. Shchita is lav avoda, which we had in Mesachas Zvachim. Fond memories. Right, shchita lav avodi. So that's what Rav Papa is asking about shchita. It's lav avodi. And therefore, v'in mechuzer zman lebo bayom, and if there's no problem with mechuzer zman, ye'achem emoris bedama. Let somebody else be mixing the dam, so it doesn't congeal, v'likr v'ashem, and then bring the ashem v'hadu, v'likr v'chatos. And then bring the chatos. So what's the problem? Why don't you just say, im mechuzer zman lebo bayom? So, Ella, Omer, Rav Papa. Let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about it more. Ella, Omer, Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, no, hainu tamei de Reish Lakish. We're missing the reason for Reish Lakish. The reason for Reish Lakish is not ein mechuzes zman lebo bayom. That's not the reason for Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish says this Minchas Omer is kasher shelo lishma. It's not it. But it doesn't matter to the Shirayim. But what's the reason for the Reish Lakish? The kesavar, heir mizrach matir. Reish Lakish really holds that it's the morning of the 16th of Nisan that is matir. That's it. The morning is matir, right? Derab Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Dami Travayu, Avilu Bizmacha Besa Migdash Kayom. Even when we had a Besa Migdash, Heir Mizrach Matir. Right? The morning of the Migdash. That's why he quotes an Onkelis in the top Rashi. Right? Heir Mizrach, that's a really interesting mutter right away, Mikir Adin. Aye. Says Rashi on the third line, Vahai Deinchi Yerene Achalin. Aye, so why can't you eat the Shirayim then? What do you have to usually bring a carbon for? De mitzvah lahamtid adavasa omer. It's a mitzvah. The Isidarais are really, the morning is matir. But Hashem still says, I want the first thing to be given to me. The first thing, but really, me'ikar adin, the morning is matir. That's why you can continue giving this carbon. Because it's not a treif carbon, really, me'ikar adin. Hashem should get the beginning. But because you didn't do a proper omer, that's why it's so awesome to you bring a proper omer. Right, that's it. That's what Tosa says also. So it's at the end of the top Tosas. But you still have the mitzvah to bring it, but really, the mizrach is matir in the first place. Let's go back for a minute to Amun Aleph. Yeah, you can consider this Amun Beis if you want. You can say Amun Beis. I'll just talk about Amun Aleph for a minute. And that is, just remember the Shechita Lav Avoda discussion we had, just to mention what's here again, the three Shechitas and the Rishonim, why is Shechita Lav Avoda. So Tosas again here quotes all three Shechitas like he does in the beginning of Zachim, at the end of Zachim. Shechita Lav Avoda, Rashi says, why is Shechita Lav Avoda? Which again does not mean is not an avoda at all. There are many sources that talk about the dalet avodos. It means it's not an avoda like the other avodos. But what does that mean? So Rashi says the fact that a zar could do it. A zar could do it. Rashi links those principles. Shechita ksher bazar and shechita lav avodahi. That's Rashi. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Rashi does not say it here. Right, I don't think. So number one is Rashi. Then he quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Orleans. Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Orleans says it's lav avodahi. Why? Because it's by chulin also. Shechita by chulin, shechita by kacha. The fact that this avoda exists by chulin shows that it's not so special, not so unique. Could it exist by chulin? That was important for the second. We had two Tuesday night shiurim about shechita. That was important for the second one in terms of the connection between shechita's kachem and shechita's chulin. And the third day of Tosfos is Nira Lafarish Lava Vodihi, because many psulim exist by shechita that are allowed. Right? If you stood in the south, even by kachem, and you shechted in the north, different psulim. Those are the 3 days in Tosfos to remind ourselves why shechita lav avoda. Also, just one other ha'ara, and that is, if you remember, the halacha is that the Rav Papa was based on that the Asham by a Mitzara has to be before a Chadas of a Mitzara. Asham has to be before a Chadas. The Rambam paskens, that's a din li'ikuva. Right, like it says here, if you did it, lo yach, you gotta, the Achadas has to die. Achadas has to be two bar sarasa. The halacha that an Asham has to be called a Chadas is li'ikuva. Is li'ikuva. But then the Rambam says, right, this is the conundrum that bothers the conundrum that bothers the Briska Rav. Let me just find the Briska Rav. The conundrum that bothered the Briska Rav, that the Rambam says, the kol zman shelo ikriva chatasim asu le'echol b'kachim. Aval ha'olav ha'asham einem ma'akvin. The asham is not ma'akev, but you're never allowed to bring the chatas before the asham. So ask the Briska Rav. So l'may nafkamina, that the asham is not ma'akev. Right, you're always going to have to bring the Asham anyway, because you're going to have to bring the Chatos is Ma'akev, and you tell me the Asham is not Ma'akev, but it's Ma'akev to bring the Asham before the Chatos. So how do you ever have a case that's Lamaisa, that the Asham is not Ma'akev? So he comes up with two cases. We're not going to go into this again. We mentioned this then on Daf Tzadik in Zvachim, where the Mishnah said Chatos always goes before Asham, except by Matzora, where Asham goes before Chatos. So he says maybe it's talking about a Suffolk, a case where you have to bring a suffix mitzvah, where you might only have to bring the chatos, not the ashamos. The other example that he gives is, what if you're chayiv, you're at your mitzvah, and you become tahar, and you bring your asham, and then before you get to bring your chatos, you get saras again. So that might be a case, he goes through, that you might be able to just bring your chatos, and not your asham right then. Because you bring your chatos for your first mitzvah, and an asha and the chatas might be like a tevila. If somebody's tamei 4 times, one mikvah might help him become tar, even though he has chiyuvim to bring the other karbanos. So to hear the mechusrei kapara might be able to bring the chatas that functions as a mitaher, and then it'll just owe the other karbanos. But that's the Briska Rav and mechusrei kipurim and paragal halacha. Hey, talking about that halacha about asham kodem lechatas and asham not being ma'akev. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on top. This whole halacha of Reish Lakish, that a minchas ha'omer that is brought shelo lishma is really kosher inherently. You just got to bring another one, and that shirayim are not mutter. So he never said, they never gave a shir on that. We just know it from an implied statement of his. It's not, because the Mishnah says, ein mevi'in. Ein, this Mishnah's later on here in Menachos. Ein mevi'in minachos ubikurim. Right, see on the side. You can't bring minachos or bikurim or minchas behema kodem laomer. You can't bring any of these before the omer. Vim hevi pasul. And if you bring any of these before the omer on the second day of Pesach, pasul kodem l'shtei alechem lo yavi. If you bring these before the shtei alechem, which are brought on Shavuos, that's what allows you to bring new items as karbanis. Right, the omer is matir lehedyot, and the shtei alechem is matir lekachim. So if you bring these items before the Shei Alechem, lo yavi, you shouldn't bring it either. It may be kosher, but if you brought them before Shavuot, it's kosher. If you brought it before the Omer, it's possible. But if you brought it before the Shei Alechem, it's kosher. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Reish Lakish, lo shonu ela ba'ar ba'asor b'chamisha asor. When do we say that it's possible by the Omer if you brought it on the 14th or on the 15th? Meaning before the second day of Pesach. Ava b'shisha asor. But if you brought it on the 16th of Nisan, meaning on that day just before the Omer, imhevi kosher. It's okay, but the Eved kosher. So what do you see from there? Ksavar heyer mizrach matir. So you see, heyer mizrach, the morning is matir. Fine. Period.
Effectively, today, wait until...
So now we wait till the next day, is because it is a drabanan. right? Is there a banan? We might not pass on the way shlokas. The Gemara says Meheri banan beis hamikdash, and we're going to think if the Mashiach comes today, we're going to remember. Oh, remember last year we ate it right away in the morning on the second day of Pesach in the morning, but we're not going to realize that when we have a beis hamikdash, we have to wait till after the carbon's brought. So that's why. I mean, you might say, what even he held according to Rashi and Tosfos that there's still an isser to eat beforehand, even though meikar adin conceptually the morning works. But still, it's an isser because it's a mitzvah to be maybe. So that itself might be strong enough for the Meheri Yibana Beis Hamikdash, and we're still going to wait and have that. Even though Mlamdis inherently, according to him, it's going to be muta right away. But we wait till the next morning anyway. Okay, Rava Amar. So Rava is opinion number three. Rav was number one. Rish Lakish was number two. Now Rava is number three. What's the halacha by a Minchas Omer? So Minchas Omer, basically a Kohen shouldn't mess up by the Minchas Omer. Right, all of Klal Yisrael is relying upon him, and you know they want to eat. They want to eat there. What do they want to eat? They can't make challah. It's Pesach, right? They want to be able to eat, make matzah. They want to make Pesach cookies. For Rava Amar, Minchas Omer shekamsa shelo lishma ksheira v'shiareha nechalin mutter. Right, it's kosher, and even its shirayim can be eaten. The Eina Tzricha Minchas Omer Echer Zlatira, you don't even need another Minchas Omer. Why? Why is it totally kosher? And that's why it's not in the Mishnah, because it's kosher. Why? She'ein machshava mo'eles, ela b'misha roi la'voda, u'bedavar haroi la'voda. Because machshava is only mo'eles, which means a machshava is only problematic by somebody who is fit to do the avoda, and by something that is roi la'voda. What does this mean? U'bimakam haroi la'voda. And b'makam haroi la'voda. So all three. So each one. B'misha roi la'voda. Who is that talking about? La'fuki kohen ba'mum. If a ba'mum is doing the avoda, and he has a bad machshava, that's not going to cause problems. Because he can't do the avoda. He is not an oved. He is not an oved. U'bedavar haroi la'voda. And something that's roi la'voda. La'fuki minchas ha'omer. Wow. To exclude minchas ha'omer. Why is that not roi la'voda? To lo chazia. The chiddush who? To lo chazia. Because it's a chiddush. What's a chiddush? What's the chiddush here? So as we mentioned in the past, Rav Shaffer likes to quote Tosas in Yevamos and Daf Zayin. Chiddush always means davar hasoser es haklal. Chiddush doesn't mean I wouldn't have known it logically. I wouldn't have known most of the Torah, logically. And only certain items are called a chiddush. Eidim Zomin is called a chiddush. Basa B'chalav is called a chiddush. Right? Certain items, Motzi Shemra is called a chiddush. So here, Minchas Omer is called a chiddush. Davar hasoser es haklal. What? You're allowed to bring it before it's mutter. Everything else is also you let it bring because it's mutter. So therefore what? So what that it's a chiddush? Rashi has a very important lashon here. Tosfos says also, it's not a karbon. It's not a karbon in the usual sense. Rashi says on the third line of that Rashi, V'lo mishum karbon asya. Minchas ha'omer, after all, it's barley. All karbonas of mincha are wheat. It's barley, not a real karbon. There's one other. Minchas knos, the mincha v'sota, and also, okay, he explains that away. It's called a chatas. That's why it's the same halachas. But really, barley is not a carbon mincha. Right? Only wheat is a carbon mincha. So it's not a dover haroi lavoda. It's not a regular carbon in that sense. We'll have to talk about it, Hashem. As I said yesterday, we'll have a shiur in a couple of weeks, hopefully, on Omer. How much is it a carbon hachag, or is it something unique? So this also is a very important line that relates to that maybe it's not even called a carbon. The Rambam also, if you want to see the Rambam, it's not just a Rashi, the Rambam in Psuli HaMukdashin, in Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, B'davar haroi la'avoda ketzad, minchas ha'omer shekamsa shlo l'shma, harei zu k'misha nasis l'shma, v'sheyirei ne'chalon. The Rambam paskins like Rava, number three. Why? Mibnei shehi min hasa'orim ve'ein hasa'orim davar hara'ui l'shar ha'karbanos. It's from barley, and barley is more for other karbanos. Meaning, it's not a regular karbon. Omer is different. Right, that's the Rambam in Psuli HaMukdash. Okay, and finally, finishing up, Makam Roi La'avoda, and once we're quoting, and in a place that's Roi La'avoda, Lafuke Nifkam HaMizbeach, right? If the Mizbeach is not complete, if it's missing a stone, so in that case also, a Machsheva won't work, because that's not a place that you can do the proper avoda. Period. Tana Rabbanan. The rest of the Amud is one sentence, back and forth. Here we go. Ksh'omer minabakar lamato, when it says minabakar in last week's parshin, karbon olash, ain't tamalomar, it doesn't have to say that, ela lahotzi es ha'trefa. There's a pasuk that excludes trefa. You're not allowed to bring a trefa as a karbon. So now we're going to talk about, do you really need a pasuk to tell me that trefa is excluded? V'halodinu, it's a kal v'chomer. I would have known it from a kal v'chomer. Later on, it's going to connect to the Omer. That's why this is here. So, Uma Balmum Shemuteres Lahedya Oda Surla Gavoa. If a Balmum, I'm allowed to eat a Balmum, but I can't bring a Balmum as a carbon. Trefa Shasur Lahedya Eno Din Shasur Lagavoa. A trefa which is Asur Tehedya. Truly, it's Asur Lagavoa. So, now we're going to go back and forth and back and forth. Keep going until the end. So, the Gemara says, Chelev, is it a good Kalvachomer? And then we wouldn't need the pasuk. Can we knock out the kavachomer? And therefore we need the pasuk. That's what we're going to be doing. So number one, we say chelav and dam yochicho. What do you mean chelav and dam? Sha'asur and lehedyot umutar and legavoa. Chelav and dam. We're not allowed to eat chelav and dam, and yet it's sprinkled on the mizbeach and it's burned on the mizbeach. So that's a raya. So something that could be usur for hedyot could be mutar legavoa. That's why you need the pasuk to exclude it. So malach chelav and dam shekim boy mechal heter. No, chelav and dam at least come from a kosher animal. Tomer betreifa shakula asura. Treifa is totally asur. Velotei muteres lagavoa. So I would have known that it's not mutar lagavoa. So back to the kasha. It's a good kal v'chomer. It shouldn't need the pasuk. The Gemara answers, no, malika tochiach. I'll strengthen the kal v'chomer, or I'll knock out the kal v'chomer. I'm sorry, knock out the kal v'chomer by malika. Shakula isur va'asur lehed. Yodu muteres lagavoa. Right, if you did malika to an animal, it's all asur for you and for you to do, and it's mutar lagavoa. So to treifa, I would have thought that. So mala malika shen kedushas osarta. No, malika, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Kedushas osarta. Your act is being makadish is exactly what you're supposed to do. That's why it's okay. Mashenki betreifa shen kedushas osarta. Treifa is a separate problem, and therefore you can't compare malika and treifa. So don't bring me any riots from malika for treifa. V'im eishavta, and if you want to give an answer, k'shomer min abakar lamata sheita malamalozi as a treifa. And if you want to give an answer, that's why you need the pasuk. Says the Gemara, one second. Ma'i mei shavta, what does that mean? You just ended up with a problem. So what are you just quoting the pasuk again? So amaram mishum dikel amemar as follows. This is what the potential defense was. Minchasa omer tochiach, shesro lehedyon mutez lagavoa. Our omer, an omer, you can't eat the omer, but it can be brought as a carbon. So too, the treifa, that's what I would have thought. So ma'al minchasa omer shkei materas chadash. No, omer accomplishes something. That's why it's mutter inside. Again, you cannot compare that to treifa. No, b'shvius. Doesn't accomplish anything in Shvius. Where it says, what do you mean? Shvius nami, shkim atera svichin. It's matter the svichin, the items that grow by itself. Svichin. Right? There was this drabun in the svichin, but the rice is matter the svichin. Bishvius, karebi akiva, da amar svichin, asura bishvius. Right? So, I'm sorry. So, bishvius nami, shkim atera svichin, bishvius. Rebi akiva, da amar svichin, asura bishvius. No, like Rebi akiva. So again, what's it saying? That it does accomplish something. So if it does accomplish something, so you cannot compare it to treifa, and we're back to the problem. Amalei Rav Acha bar Abba, Rav Ashi, Rabbi Akiva Nami Lufrach. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, I have a question. Mal Minchasa Omesh Kein Materes Chodesh B'Chutz La'aretz. Still, it's still Matir. That's what we alluded to yesterday. It's still Matir and Chutz La'aretz. Still accomplishes something. So again, if it accomplishes something, you should not compare it to treifa. V'Yafila Mad Amar Chodesh B'Chutz La'aretz Lav Daraisa. And even if you want to say it's Drabanan, as we mentioned yesterday from the Aruch HaShulchan, he liked that opinion. Shekein ba'alahatir, lav shebetocha. But it still accomplishes something. It's matir, at least its own shirayim. And if it's matir its own shirayim, so then it accomplishes something, and we're stuck. What do you need the pasuk for? So Amalei Rav Acha midit to the Ravina, ihachi, if you really want to ask that, so treifa also. Treifa nami, takri v'tatir lav shebetocha. Treifa also. You should be, if you want to say the minchas omer is usher, but it matters itself, the treifa also should be makriv and be able to be matir itself. Matir itself? A treifa? If you can be matir, a treifa matir itself, Tosfos says, I don't understand what the Gemara is talking about. The second, Tosfos is a tema, if you take the Gemara literally. So maybe we'll talk more tomorrow exactly how to understand this line of the Gemara. Let's just do the next line. Ela parachach, imal minchas omer shkein mitzvasa bakach. Period. Maybe you cannot compare it to minchas omer because that's its mitzvah. That's what you're supposed to do with Minchas Omer, unlike Treifa. So what are we up to now? We've knocked out any problem with the Kal V'Chomer. So the Kal V'Chomer stands. So basically, why do you need a pasuk to exclude Treifa for being a carbon? You would know logically that you cannot bring a Treifa for a carbon. That's what we're up to now. We're still going to try to rehabilitate that drasha by the Shem tomorrow. Okay, we'll have to stop here though, and we'll get back to that question about Treifa as well. Again, we thank again Mayor and Jane Fuchs for sponsoring in honor of the marriage of their daughter, Shirin Avram Hertz.